Anna, can you come up and play for just a moment? I want to just take a few moments. And in this weekend, I'm telling you, Jesus is here. Whoa, there's like an angel of fire. And I'm just going to count to three. Whoa, and when some of you stand up, chains are going to fall off of you. There's at least two of you in this room, you're incredibly tormented in your mind. And when you stand up, there's going to get a healing that's going to begin. And here's the invitation today. The invitation is to know God. Do you want to know God more? One of my favorite 1,000 verses, is you actually step into eternity when you live this life of fellowship with the Lord. John 17:3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you and the one true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." And God saw you before the foundation of the world. And he yearned to walk with you on this eternal journey of him sharing his heart for you. And so I just as an act of yes and agreement, if you just say yes to that, 1, 2, 3, just stand to your feet. And if you would just lift your hands, I just want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Tell you that Jesus is in this room and he's marking people. He's just marking people. He's marking people. He's marking people. He's marking people with just a fresh impartation to know him. Father, in the name of Jesus, chains that have kept people back. Chains that have kept people back. Chains that have stifled people from knowing you. Lies they've even believed about you. In the name of Jesus, be broken! And now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just release fresh, fresh, fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Fresh filling. I see Jesus touching people's eyes, ears to hear. Some of you feel like there's a finger in your ears. I bless your ears to hear. Some of you, there's a door. Actually, for all of us in this room, there's a door of encounter opening for us. I bless that door of encounter. Some of you want to walk through that door. I just encourage you, just get out of your seat and just come forward here, just as a prophetic act that you're opening that door. You're opening that door of intimacy. Thank you, Lord. Just step through that door. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. There's like these one angel at least with this oil, and he just pours it on you. I bless you with a fresh hunger to know God. I bless you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I bless your greatest passion in this world would be to know God. And I see God stamping some of you with Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing that you would desire, one thing that you would seek, that you would behold the beauty of the Lord, that you would behold the beauty of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a few more moments, just receive. I see this very distinct angel just lifting off burdens and weights off of some of you. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Hey! I break you free from burdens, from weights, even some struggles. Thank you, Lord. Just receive a fresh fire. I see torches of fire going on the inside of some of you. Thank you, Lord. There's like this really beautiful thing. I just see like this angel, very distinct angel with like this scroll. And part of his assignment is to help you have a vision for a life of fellowship with him. Whoa. So I feel like that's something we all just need to inquire of the Lord of what that looks like, a greater life of fellowship with him. Hey, Yebohosaya. Hey, Yebohosaya Mahaya. Hey, yeah, boy, yo, 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 yo. Show yo. Take about 1 minute, and somebody's next to you, just put your hand on them. Just put your hand on the person next to you if you're able to. And just release a blessing to them for them to be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. Fire and healing just flowing through your heart. And now I see the hand of Jesus. It's like right in this very specific area of your heart. And it's when you have, what do they call those little pieces of wood? The splinters. There's this little splinter area of your heart. And it's not like you wanted it there, but it's just affected even how your heart functions. So there's an unlocking for you. There's an unlocking for you. Free now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Freedom, life, and goodness. Free. Hey. I don't want to extend this, but just I want everyone to just lift their hands. There's like a there's a breaker like grace in this room. A breaker anointing. I believe even particularly for like revival and breakthrough. So Lord, we just we receive the breaker. We receive the breaker, the ability to break through and take land. I just want to stay, I want you to stay engaged because there's like this angel just releasing gifts, unlocking gifts. Lord, just, we just thank you for that. We thank you for that. And it's raining. I'm telling you, there's a rain. And the Lord says the glory of the latter rain for wellspring will be greater than the former. Hey, yeboho shaya. Encourage you, stay engaged. God's unlocking visions right now for some of you. God's unlocking some of your ears. God's unlocking dreams, dreams in the night for some of you. Jesus is touching some of your eyes to see, a seeing realm is opening.
We welcome you, we thank you, Lord, and we go with you as you lead us. Lead us by the glance of your eye. Thank God. And the favor in your hand. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Father, we just thank you that you've kind of cleared out some things. I just feel like the Lord has cleared out some blockages. Glory to God. Shuka. Cleared out some rubble. Made the pathway for the Lord to come. Yeah. So, Lord, we thank you. Whoa. For your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for thank you. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just love you, Lord, for this time and this equipping. Thank you for equipping, not just hearing, but equipping. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. I'm just going to take just another minute or so. Just another minute. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you're equipping us for works that we have yet to do, where we kind of were narrow in what we did, kind of limited. But Lord, we thank you for equipping us for every good work, not just a few good works. Lord, we thank you for the expansion of the equipping for the works of the Lord that he wants us to do. Hey, God. So, Lord, we receive that. We just welcome it and we'll step into it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Hallelujah. Wow. Hey, God. Wow. Okay. Well, bless the Lord.